Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through that transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on October 1st, 2015 at the Roxy Theater in Missoula, Montana, at the opening event of the first annual Montana Film Festival. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Real Stories. That's R-E-E-L. Get it? A movie pun? Never mind. Today's story comes to us from Michael Murphy and is titled My First Shot, Boardwalk, 1978. Thank you for listening.
This is a story of, I think, life imitating art, imitating life, imitating art. I'm in pretty much the same emotional state I was when this story took place. So here I go. I'm sitting on the bench of a piano, a spinet piano, and my hands are sitting on the keys. There's light pouring in from the window directly in front of me, and I'm about to fake play the piano while the actor playing my grandfather comes up the porch and through the door and around the corner and looks at me. As he's coming, he believes that what he's fake hearing is the song that his dead wife, who is my fake grandmother, used to play at this piano. So when he comes around the corner, he will see me and be aghast that he thought he heard the ghost of his dead wife. I'm a little bit nervous. It's 1978. It's 2 years before my daughter was born. It's 8 years before my son was born. This is like before life. And I'm nervous partly because the actor playing my grandfather is Lee Strasberg, and he's the most famous acting teacher in the world at that time. And I already know that he doesn't like me. In fact, I don't really particularly like him either. But there's another reason. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's Friday, and the crew is getting restless because it's the Friday of the first week of shooting this, which is the first film I've ever made, and this is my first scene, and this is the first shot. Okay. They brought me here at 7 a.m. There's a lot of coffee on the set, so I drink coffee in a holding place that I've been at across the street in a house that doesn't have any heating, because I don't get a trailer. I mean, I've just showed up here, right? And so I'm sitting over there, and as the day moves on, I begin to wander back and forth between the home, the Victorian home that is serving as my grandparents' home, and the holding pen in the house across the street. And I have more coffee and more coffee, and I keep trying to have a feeling of restless anticipation and excitement, but it's mostly paranoia at this point. And I finally turn and I talk to the only guys who are hanging out there, and it's the Teamsters. And I've never hung out with Teamsters before, but the Teamsters are the only guys, once they get the trucks to the set, they have nothing to do the rest of the day, right? So they're selling cigarettes out of the back of the truck, and they're talking about how one of them's got to go get the beer for later so they can put it in the coolers that they've got for the occasion. And the other thing that they're very excited about is that the woman playing my fake mother is going to be coming on Monday, and that's Janet Leigh. And Janet Leigh is every one of their sexual fantasies from when they were in high school. And so they're going on about which film was Janet hottest in. So that's part of the fun I had during the day while I was waiting for my first shot. But anyway, I'm back at the piano, and it's 5 o'clock, and I can feel that the crew is getting restless. We've already had Strasberg's first shot, and now the camera's turned around, and it's on me. And it's sitting right over there, the window's here, and as I say, I'm getting ready to do my fake playing, and they start going through the usual ritual, sound, speed, camera, rolling, slate, boardwalk, scene, whatever, take one. Action. I fake play the piano, and Strasberg comes up. He moves across the porch. I'm not looking up because I'm fake playing. He comes around the corner, and I look up at him. I think that he's probably aghast. He thinks that he's hurt his dead wife. And I say, "I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't realize." Cut! There's some noise in the left side of things. And Steven, the director, comes over and he goes, "Michael, we've got a little problem. We've got, there's an eye line problem." And I said, "Yeah. I have no idea what he's talking about." And he says, he gets that I don't know. And so he turns back and he says, "Billy, can we get an eye line?" And Billy, the very gentlemanly British cinematographer, says, "Absolutely, Stephen." So Stephen points to a point on the wall and he says, "How about this? Look here, Michael." And I look there. And Billy says, "No, higher." And I look up higher. And Billy says, "No, to the right." And we look to the right. He said, "That's good." By the way, I should have done that over here. Coming here, going there. And so I've got my point on the wall, and Stephen turns to me. He says, "You look there when you look up." And I said, "Okay." I'm so nervous at this point. There are points where, when I've been acting sometimes, where it's almost like I begin levitating out of my body because the stress becomes so much, and it's like you're going into a kind of black hole of acting, and you're just trying to see out of it to some kind of reality that's beyond there. And so I'm breathing, and I probably don't even remember what he just said. So they go through the usual ritual. They go camera, sound, slate, take two. I begin fake playing the piano. Strasberg comes up the steps. I keep looking down. He comes around the corner. He looks up. I look directly into his beady yellow eyes. Cut! Michael, remember your mark. The eye line. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, let's do this again. We go through the usual ritual. Sound, speed, camera, rolling, slate, boardwalk, scene, whatever. Shot, two, take three. Action. I'm fake playing. Strasberg is coming up. He's coming around the corner. I finally look up into his watery yellow eyes. Cut. Shit. And Stephen comes over and he says, "I know this is difficult, but you have to look at the place on the wall." And I thought, Jesus Christ, how do you look anywhere but at the person you're looking at? So it's going to happen now. I ought to be able to look away from Strasberg. I don't like the guy anyway. He doesn't like me. Just look at the point on the wall. I just want to take a quick break from this before we get to the final take. The other night, I was wondering how, because I thought about this scene, and I thought, I'm just going to go see if there's anything about this film on the internet, because it's not a good film. And it never went to videotape, right? And so I Googled, and then all of a sudden I look, and this film is now available for download on iTunes. And I thought, oh my God, I've got to check this out. So I download it, and I go to this scene. And I'm like, it's not remotely like I remember it. hardly anything I've told you is how it looked. There was no light coming in from in front of the spinet pianos up to here. The light was coming in over here. The place didn't look anything like it. Film is so amazing. It's like this artifact. It's like this thing that sits there, and you're in a place with it. And I looked at the film, and I watched some of the rest of the film, and it was shot in 1978 in Brooklyn, and all of that's gone. It's gone. And the people are gone. Lee Strasberg's gone, and Ruth Gordon, who played my grandmother, is gone, and Janet Leigh's gone. And in the end, I had to look at this thing and say, what's real? What's true? What happened there, you know? So I'm back, and I'm trying to do the last take. I only know it's the last take because I made it through. So they go through everything. He comes around the door. I go up. Instead of looking, I kind of crossed across Lee's beady little eyes and right over to the point, and I said the line, I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't realize. And they said, cut, wrap, let's have the beer. And everybody moved. Film crews are not sentimental at all. Nor was a fellow named Joe Silver, who played my uncle on that film. He turned to me during the filming and said, you know, this film is so bad, they're going to put it in square cans so it doesn't roll off the shelves. Except when you can download it on iTunes. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Murphy moved to Missoula in 1992 after a successful career as a stage, film, and television actor. In New York, he was a member of the renowned Circle Repertory Company from 1976 to 1992 and played on and off Broadway in numerous productions. His film and television career included stints on various soap operas, films, and guest starring roles in numerous television series, including Kate Nally, Coach, Murphy Brown, Father Dowling Mysteries, L.A. Law, and Golden Girls. He is now the head of filmmaking and graduate studies at the University of Montana. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art, the bookstore at the University of Montana. Our title sponsor in 2015, the bookstore at the University of Montana is a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Roxy Theater, a nonprofit arts and cultural organization that is a place with something for everyone and a catalyst for Missoula's culture and arts. Each year, the Roxy presents thousands of screenings, live performances, and educational, nonprofit, and community events to over 25,000 friends. With the help of hundreds of volunteers, the Roxy merges community, cinema, and education for the Missoula community. TheRoxyTheater.org. Montana Film Festival, celebrating independent and mainstream films shot in Montana. MontanaFilmFestival.org. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Podcast production by Ashley Nielsen. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Mike Steinberg, Gregory Johnson, Kendra Myalnichuk, Michael Murphy, Lily Gladstone, Joseph Grady, Allison Whitmer, and Zach Thomas. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the dates and themes for 2016. The next Tell Us Something is March 29th at the Wilma. The theme is, why didn't anyone tell me? Remember, your story matters. Find us at tellussomething.org. Thanks for listening.